Dr. Sebik taking an office note on patient Joseph Dow, J-O-S-E-P-H Dow, D-O-W. Date of birth is 12/28/1937. Date of service is 12/11/2023 per paragraph. The patient is 85-year-old gentleman who's presenting to my office for renal opinion. He has a past medical history, significant 4 per paragraph 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next diabetes mellitus type 2 for years, next hypertension for years, next hyperlipidemia, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next recurrent bladder cancer, followed by Dr. Goldfarb, next chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Next history of AKI on CKD after CT contrast administration, next peripheral arterial disease, next past surgical history includes aortic valve replacement in July 2023, next bilateral cataract surgery, next intestinal necrosis, next iliofemoral bypass, next resection of bladder cancer, next lung lobectomy, partial, paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is married, has 6 kids, he quit smoking 1 year ago, occasional alcohol use, no illicit drug use, he works in real estate, period, paragraph. Review of systems, reviews, occasional headache, no chest pain, occasional shortness of breath, no dyspnea on exertion, intermittent claudication, positive, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, nocturia 1 to 2 times at night, no straining upon urination, he reports incomplete bladder emptying, leg swelling positive, all other systems reviewed are negative, COVID-19 status, he received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, paragraph. Current medications include amiodarone, Eliquis, B-complex vitamins, vitamin D3, hydralazine, Traceba insulin, metoprolol, nifedipine, omega-3 fish oil, rosuvastatin, tamsulosin, paragraph. On physical exam, his vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, bilateral carotid B could be heard in both carotids, next upper limb stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6 at the apex could be heard, paragraph. No friction rub, no heard, period. Lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or reserve abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spleen, omegaly, no gary, rebound or rigid extremities, they have 2 plus, pitting them on both lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no the neuro exam is not focal. Investigations show the following. Sodium 139, potassium 4.8, chloride 111, total CO2 20, BUN59, creatinine 3.09, estimated GFR is 90 milliliters per minute, glucose 102, phosphorus 4.0, magnesium 1.3, albumin 3.3, white count 4.1, hemoglobin 8.6, urinalysis has 2 plus protein, has 1.2 grams of proteinuria, period, paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 4, most likely related to diabetic nephropathy and hypertensive nephrosclerosis, as well as contrast-induced nephropathy. We are going to monitor his kidney function very closely. Avoid nephrotoxic agents. Next diagnosis, fluid retention and volume overload. Patient will be started on furosemide 60 mg twice a day for 3 days and 60 mg daily. And metolazone 5 mg take 30 minutes before furosemide in the morning for 2 days and then as needed. We're going to get blood work in 1 week to recheck on his kidney function and electrolytes, period. Next diagnosis, anemia of chronic kidney disease. We are going to assess iron stores. Patient will need to start on erythropoietin therapy and will assess his iron status. We're going to place him on renal vitamins and iron supplementation to help with his anemia, period, paragraph. Next, hypomagnesemia patient will be needing to start magnesium supplementation. We are going to recommend that he takes magnesium oxide 400 milligram twice a day, along with his diuretics. Period. Paragraph next. Hypertension uncontrolled, volume dependent, will improve hopefully with the current diuretic therapy. To continue nifedipine, hydralazine. And metoprolol for now, and we'll adjust accordingly. Next, hyperlipidemia. We are going to discontinue rosuvastatin, that is detrimental to his kidneys, and substitute with simvastatin. Next, bioprosthetic hypertrophy, continued amcilosin. Next, recurrent bladder cancer followed by urology. Next, peripheral arterial disease. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, continue. It is rate control, continue Eliquis. Period. Paragraph. Patient will be seen in televisit in a week or so, and then we are going to see him in the clinic in a month or so. Period. Paragraph. Or in 2 weeks or so. Period. Paragraph. And the report. Thanks.